Over the last 15 years, the popularity of car sharing in Montreal has taken off. The local car share network, Communauto, has over 20,000 active members and is growing daily. Communauto director Marco Viviani believes the company's success is due to the accessibility and visibility of their cars around the city.
The objective, the great mission is replace car ownership in order to make our society and our cities more sustainable and more livable. How do you translate this mission in reality is providing a very good service. Communauto is the third big organization in the world. We are the first in terms of fidelity and by the fact that our member really depends on our vehicles. 90% of car sharing members in Quebec don't own other car in their household.
Then Viviani demonstrates how easy the system is to access.
So you're putting the key into a lockbox?
Exactly. The car, usually people get a key and then they have a personal electronic key that allows to start.
It's a little cold. Can you start it up?
Leslie McCubbin has been car sharing with her husband for over 10 years. McCubbin says she joined wanting to make change and educate others about their environmental impact.
I am 47, I've never owned a car. But I've always lived in a city where you don't need a car. So I mean, you know, in a way a car would have been a luxury for me. But I also never wanted to own a car because I'm very, very, very concerned about the number of cars on our streets. Traffic congestion is a huge, huge problem. And as a cyclist, I feel it directly, but I mean, there's also other more indirect sort of byproducts of traffic congestion, like road rage, which is increasingly common.
The car culture and its dominance on city streets in North America has made McCubbin see Communauto as a benefit to Quebec society.
I'm actually a little bit astonished at the extent to which people seem to love their cars. I mean, I will say yes, I've always lived in a city where I've had public transit. I've never had to have a car. You know, if you live in the country, you have to have a car. If you live in the suburbs, you probably have to have a car. There's not a lot of infrastructure to support people who don't have cars. But, you know, all that aside, I do not love cars. I fear cars. I loathe them even. I've also been in a serious accident. So the more I can avoid cars, the better. And the less people on the road, the better.
For 8 years now, Andrew Sanborn has been car sharing to run errands for his family. But most of all, he enjoys the liberty of having cars available to him 24 hours a day, 365 days a year.
I use it to go do my groceries, to run around town for basic things, but otherwise that's usually what I use it for. And occasionally if I need to go outside of the city for an extended period of time, for summer vacation, for example, I'll rent a car for a week or so, and it works very, very well. I do it online. I can certainly do it online the night before and get a car that's fairly close, for sure. But if you're doing it the last minute, you may end up having to go a little bit further to get your car.
According to Sanborn, the main reason he's a member is because of the high costs of maintaining a vehicle.
You're saving, first of all, a lot on expenses, and also is that you don't have to take care of the repairs, the insurance, all of that is included. Customer service is very, very good. When you forget your keys inside the car, like I do, I've done a few times, usually you have to call a tow truck or a taxi driver and it costs you a bundle, but here they have very good customer service. They help you out and it's very, very efficient.
To McCubbin, the greatest reason of all is to reduce her carbon footprint.
I'm a cyclist, so I generally try to use my bike whenever possible, but sometimes it's just practical to have a car. So, for example, maybe once a week, once every 2 weeks, we'll go shopping with it. But we'll take it and we'll hit a lot of places and we'll really fill up the car. You know, we'll get things the house needs. You know, we'll go crazy for a couple hours and then we'll come home and dump everything off and take the car back, you know? And whereas I think if we owned a car, we might do all those various little errands in 10 different trips. You would use the same amount of gas and create the same amount of emissions, you know, maybe 10 times over instead of doing it all in one shot. Any car is going to cause pollution. So whether it's a Communauto or, you know, your own car. So that's just unavoidable. But yeah, let's just say if half the city of Montreal was using Communauto, that would be half as many cars on the road.
Sanborn plans to continue as a member and hopes it can play a role in providing a seamless transit network in Montreal.
I find that they do make it, they do set them up close to bus stops and metros, so that's a very good way to continue things, to make it have it well knit together, to allow the users to use it as much as possible. Certainly if you have a car in the city, it's an added expense, but also it's avoiding the impact on the environment. That's a big plus for my values, my family's values.
For Commune Auto, Viviani hopes this transportation future is built around car sharing.
We tend to make partnership with transit, with in the case of Montreal, of the social service bikes system Bixi, we have a partnership with rental companies. All together we can provide a better, more sustainable transportation for people that becomes a real alternative to owning a car.